Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take it the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory to God. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. All right, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says, starting at verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down imaginations, glory to God, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought unto the obedience of Christ. This is the way we fight. We don't fight with natural weapons. Now, there is a natural side of the existence that we have here in this earth. But God is interested in us primarily fighting our battle in the spirit realm. Because for the most part, the spirits are behind the battles that you're going to fight. And you can see where a man named Elijah, for example, over in 2 Kings, and 2 Kings chapter 6. And here's a man named Elijah, and he was now giving secrets to the Israeli army which way the enemy was going to come. And the king heard about it, knew somebody was giving away secrets, and found out that it was Elijah. And what he said, go and go where he is and arrest him and bring him back here. So he sent a whole army. And verse 14 says, this is in 2 Kings chapter 6, therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servants of the man of God was risen early, he was gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, alas, master, how shall we do? And he answered, fear not, there's that word again, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his what? Eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elijah. Notice it didn't say round about this young servant. Why do you think it didn't say round about the servant? Because it didn't give any credit to unbelief. And you'll be surprised how many angels are in camp round about you right now. But they can't move except you believe. And to believe means to lean on it. A lot of times people talk about their belief, but they don't lean on their belief. It's like me telling you, hey, well, let's say I'm a father to a son or a daughter, and they have become of age and got their license and want to get themselves a car. And I say, okay, we can do that. We can get you a car, but now you have to save your money to buy the car. And I tell you what I'll do. Whatever amount you save, I'll double it. I'll add to that double. And they say, hey, now that's a deal. So they go down looking for a car because they've saved money. Now, what do you think is going to be the price range of what they're going to look for? Are they going to look for something they can afford with their money? Are they going to look for something that they can afford with us's money? Do you know what I mean by that? That means the money that the Father is going to put with it. Are you phone saying? I'm saying God has a hand in your life. And what you have to do is give him room to put something with your life. And the tendency is that we have quoted scripture, but we haven't leaned on that scripture, that promise, as something that God is going to supply. Now, this is what I call, we need to radicalize Christianity. Everybody else get radical. We need to come out of the closet with violent faith and come out and do what we need to do here to settle some of this stuff that's going on. So notice what happened here in verse 18. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, smite this people, I pray, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. Now, I want you to see this. Just notice this. This is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we know we're talking about in the mental state here, that we're fighting a battle first in the mind, because that's the will. That's where you either believe or you will not believe. And so you have to fight that battle and say, hey, I've decided that I'm going to believe God. And once you do that, it's amazing what starts to take over to give you revelation. But anyway, you'll notice here that these angels were already there. And so the Bible tells you in Psalm chapter 91, it tells you that 1,000, verse 5, I think it is, 1,000 may fall at your side. And now thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the sickness or pestilence that walketh in darkness, or for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Now, you got to believe that. You got to let God do his part. Now, what would negate this and stop this from happening is a word called fear. And if you remember over in Job and Job chapter 3, after Job got severely attacked by the enemy, including the killing of Job's kids, it says in verse 25 of chapter 3, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come to me. Now, notice what happens when fear takes over. It tries to affect the mind. And if Satan can affect the mind, the next thing you need to do is put your hand over your mouth, because guaranteed you're about to say some stuff that God did not say. Say amen to that. And so the Bible says over in, I'll just read the scripture, you can look it up later, Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 32, it said, when you have thought evil in your heart, if thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay your hand over your mouth, because the enemy wants your tongue. Look what it says in Job chapter 6 and verse 23. Oh, deliver me from the enemy's hand and redeem me from the hand of the mighty. Teach me and I will hold my tongue. caused me to understand where I am.